Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,375. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
woo!
And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are the Metro! Our tap today is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, household chores that suck, and all the best foods from around the world. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clack.
Drinking a draw. All right, here we go. That monolith that was found in the Utah desert disappears. 2 days later, a similar one reappears in a Romanian town. It would have been a great day, by the way, duck hunting, without those 13-foot alligators hanging around. Hawaiian man bummed after someone stole his prized ukulele on Thanksgiving Day. Daughter said she's very proud of her mom for having sex for pay. And an Austrian village changes its name after hundreds of years and thousands of jokes. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you're probably familiar with this, but there's an old saying. Sex sells. Now, usually that's a statement related to marketing, you know, attractive celebrities or musicians doing provocative things to generate sales for the corporate overlords, right? The Cosmopolitan magazine cover, etc., etc. But sometimes sex sells, well, it's quite literal. In fact, British Airways is investigating reports that one of their flight attendants, well, is actually selling sex and her underwear, both between and during flights. Now, she went to social media where for $33, you can get a pair of her underwear, or as my dog calls it, pants candy. And for $66, you can get some actual booty. So book your flight today. Now, prostitution is nothing new, of course. Hell, it's called the oldest profession in the world for a reason. A college student in England, she admitted recently, she's proud that her mom is, in fact, an escort. The nice name for a prostitute. Now, originally, her mother had told her that she worked in computing, but that didn't explain why she works so many nights and weekends. But sex is always a taboo subject, in spite of the fact that the entirety of the human race is based, well, you know, specifically because of it. But as we move forward, people are more and more willing to be open about it. Maybe too open. A bodybuilder in Kazakhstan. Now, he has not actually revealed much about his sex life with his new bride, but he doesn't need to, because his new bride is a latex sex doll.
It seems they dated for 8 months before he proposed to her. She didn't say no, but I'm guessing she also didn't say yes. And yes, you heard me right. Now, these are just some of the stories that caught our attention. Stories that left us with many, many, many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question. This is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you answer the question, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show on the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, it's all down. Away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,375. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat.
You think so?
Oh, we got a big show.
Oh, I thought that was a terrible plan today.
Exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. The categories today, household chores that you hate doing the most. And I mean, there are some that suck worse than others.
You know what bugs me the most? I hate taking the dishes out of the dishwasher. I do not know why. But most of all, putting away the silverware. And again, for no reason. It's all right in front. The dishwasher is located.
Do you do that last because you hate it the most?
Yes.
Okay.
I always do it last.
That's funny. I take them out first.
Really?
Because I'm with you. It seems annoying as hell. Let's just get the silverware out
of
there.
It's right in the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
just it only takes 30 seconds. For whatever reason, those 30 seconds, I'm so irritated.
It's like doing laundry. Fine.
I'm down.
Folding laundry.
Yes.
Look, I don't do my... This is the truth. I don't run my dishwasher. I'm like, I got one fork left. And then I'll do it. You know what I mean?
My problem is kids, man.
I'll wait like once a week.
Because mm-hmm. kids need a cup, not just for every new drink, but apparently for every sip.
They need 7 cups a day.
And it does not matter what you say. It does not matter the threats that rain down. It's like they still need a new cup each and every frickin' time.
Mm-hmm. Well, taking the dishes out of the dishwasher is not one of those chores that are the most boring that you hate the most. So we do have the most boring chores that people hate. That's one of the categories. And we do have a study that asked 2,000 Americans which country, in their opinion, has the best food in the world.
Okay.
So we have the 10 best countries in the world as far as food is concerned. That would be from Americans who were polled in this.
Ah, okay. Okay.
All right. So depending on
Texas.
Are your, what's that now?
Texas, that's it.
You said it's a list done by Americans on which countries have
Texas
the best food.
Texas. Yeah, the country of Texas.
That's on the way with your guess is as good as mine. And today is the day we do our random question, 206-421-ROCK.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Katie. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Katie, welcome to the program. How are you?
Pretty good. Just walking around.
Okay.
How was over because I didn't want to talk to you guys in the car. So.
All right. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was interesting because I'm 32, and so for 32 years I've had it with my grand and grandpa, and this year we didn't. But I was still able to be with my family and get all the good food and stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah. As long as you got Thanksgiving dinner at least a couple times.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
yeah. That's all of the best. Okay, let's go this one.
Which of your leftovers, by the way, disappeared first?
Oh, probably the turkey and the rolls, because we do the sandwiches.
Right. The rolls almost don't count. Mm-hmm. They're always going to be gone first.
All right, let's go with this one. You don't have to say their names if you don't want to, but who could you not believe a friend dated or married, for better or for worse, for whatever reason?
But sometimes someone just seems out of the league. Like, how did you pull that off? Other times you're like, this person's so stupid. Why are you with them? It's hard to know.
Oh, I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head.
So everybody that you've known that has gotten married, they're still married?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's impressive. Well,
you are
in the end of the first marriage window. So believe it or not, mid-30s are when, you know, things kind of like somebody will get married in like 26, 27. Maybe they'll have a kid or two. They could last for the rest of their life.
It could.
But typically.
Actually, you know what? Somebody came to mind. So my Aunt Tracy in England, she was kind of one of those gold diggers. So she would kind of go around and marry men for money. And it was, you know, it lasted 2 years, a year, and then. Unfortunately, it would not go right now. Right now, when I was down there, I was able to stay at her house, but her fiance, he owns the house, and she doesn't want to be married with him anymore. So it was funny. My mom and I and her were planning a scheme where we'd steal the wedding ring from her. So she, and then when she gets away from him, you know, we give it back to her, so she didn't have to give it back to him. But that's probably one I could think of as far as marriages, but for me, that's more of a relationship.
I'm not tracking on this. So typically she's a gold digger, but now she's engaged to a guy who owns his own home, whatever, but but she does not want to be with him for whatever reason.
So instead,
is she canceling the wedding, or do you guys plan on sabotaging the wedding?
They didn't have the wedding planned, and pretty much he just asked her and she doesn't want to get married. But she also doesn't want to give back the ring that she really likes.
I can't see
Since we're from Washington, you know, we would play, hey, we took it, and he's not going to get it back anytime soon, obviously.
You're going to help her scheme on this guy.
What did the guy do?
Oh, I mean, I could go into stories and stuff. You know, I don't know, just
now,
doesn't let her out of the house. We'll make sure that when she's getting, like, they have one of those cameras, he would point the camera down at the door, and, you know, when she'd want to get out and go to the pub or something like that, he would see when she goes and when she comes back, and then, he'd get mad, and it was just check in here, check in there, and he works for BP, the oil company, so he's always away, so it was always check in here, check in there, and I swear, there's probably hidden cameras in the house.
Well, why didn't she just say no? I mean, that, you know, it is a yes or no question when somebody asks.
She's a little bit older, not old, but I think for her, she's lonely. That's all I can really guess, but at the same time, I don't know.
But if you're a gold digger, that's the inevitable. If you, look, if you're a gold digger, I don't care. Do you?
But she's not messing with no bro.
Inevitably, that's what's going to happen.
Right, like, I don't feel bad for either of these people.
Right.
Like, he was going to get involved with a gold. Right, so I'm just like,
okay.
I could fathom if they had been married for years on end and she still wanted the ring, but it's like, she was getting in for it, like.
Okay, let me ask you this.
They should just not be together.
Is your aunt hot? Is she loose, or is she both?
Oh, she's hot and loose, I guess. You know, got the boob job, got the, you know, the Botox lips, got, you know, that kind of a style, so.
Yeah, the gold digger style, we got it.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Whatever ex-husband, he actually, of course, made a lot of money. The relationship didn't stay long, but when we were there, she goes and points out a really nice house in a pub and that, and goes, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I think his name, I can't remember. Blah, blah, blah. He owns that. Now I'm kind of regretting getting away from him. And, whatever.
Did she get,
he's got his own bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his
so
own bar.
So deep down,
and,
she's a drunk. That's much
lovely.
Easier.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like a water. Yeah. You know, I found when I was down there, everybody was. And when the whole COVID thing starts, we have family down there, right? When the whole COVID thing starts, everything was closed. You know, unlike us, you could still go to McDonald's and such, but everything was closed. They were having people that were like breaking into pubs or trying to have like little bootleg, you know, they would hide it. They'd be in the pubs and they weren't supposed to, but everybody was freaking out because they couldn't get their alcohol.
It's a cultural thing. I mean, in England, well, probably all the UK, Wales, all the rest of that is a cultural thing. So people here freaking out because they can't go to Walmart, right? But that's what we do.
They go to the pub, we go to Walmart. I mean, as far as what you consider to be absolutely normal behavior, in here, people are freaking out, they can't go to Walmart. In England, yeah, they freak out, you can't go to the pub, because again, one, it's ingrained in you by age 16 that you have a beer pretty much no matter what. Everyone that I've ever met that lived in England, at least when I was there, when you finished work, you went. It wasn't even a question, let me call the wife. It's like, your wife expected you to go to the goddamn pub. And if she works, she's going to the pub. It might be different pubs. It might be the same, but you stopped there before you went home.
What do you think would be a good perk for a partner as far as what they do for a living and how that could help you out? So in other words, she said, oh, I used to date this guy. He had his own bar. He had a hotel.
On a bar.
That would be the best perk.
And look, I know it's not like the best perk as far as health, but based on how I am, if I perceived it to be a perk, either you own a recording studio, right?
Okay.
So I can go and just play with music and use all your crap because I can't afford it. Or you own a bar because, one, you wouldn't be judgmental. And, two, I probably get most of it on the house.
Okay. Maybe PR at a giant sports stadium?
Okay. Right. Not bad.
What if they owned a gym?
No. This would do nothing for
you. I mean, you're right. That would save you a ton of money.
They would be ripped.
You would be in good shape.
I see. I thought you were talking about
you
got
to keep up.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
How about you work for an airline or a major hotel chain? So you get a free night sometimes. You get a free flight sometimes.
Okay, that would be a perk, but the problem is you still have to take time off from work, right? So, I mean, we still get as much time off as we get. I can't go anywhere more often. I just get it on the house when I do it. The bar, I can go to 7 days a week. I'm telling you, the bar is the slam dunk.
How about a marijuana dispensary?
Slam dunk.
Yeah, my girlfriend's got a marijuana dispensary.
Well, yeah, because you're saving money at that point,
sure.
Right?
I mean, I'm going to sample everything, right? You little sample. Hey, try this. Maybe you'll put it on your shelf.
I'll put it this way.
I don't know if you wanted to work at the dispensary or work for a grower.
Work for the grower. Because then you get to try stuff in advance. Like, yeah. I've never gotten grief because we splurged on a vacation. I've gotten grief when I've splurged at the bar. So the bar benefits me more than, say, the airline.
Reason we asked, who could you not believe a friend dated or married, for better or for worse, proving the love is blind or whatever? A bodybuilder from Kazakhstan has tied the knot with his dearly beloved, a sex doll he dated for 8 months before proposing a year ago. Clad, they say, in a black tux and bow tie, Yuri Tolochko is seen planting a gentle kiss on Margot, who appears a bit stiff in her revealing white gown as she clutches a bouquet of flowers and stares into the distance. The couple also shared a romantic first dance in front of dozens of guests who attended the traditional ceremony.
Because the booze was on the house.
That was shared on Instagram. It's happened to be continued. The actor and bodybuilder wrote, after slipping a ring onto his bride's finger, the wedding, they got engaged back in December when the bald, blue-eyed hunk who describes himself as a sexy maniac popped the question. I guess the doll said yes.
I'm guessing the doll didn't say anything. Now, Mike, you had a theory about why he married married the sex doll. Based on the picture.
It was just his massive nipples.
Yeah, Mike couldn't get past how big the dude's nipples were.
His or her?
His.
Well, yeah. They were. It looked cold.
Look cold.
No, that's frigid, Ted. That is beyond cold.
But I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like the overall was massive. It was just that part was really sticking out.
They stuck out, and then, Ted, you had some very strong opinions because Mike pulled up the video. And he said, have you seen the video of the wedding? And you would think it's just like this dude at a courthouse. It is not that. I mean, like,
no.
It's a wedding, and all of his buddies are there.
His friends are taking part. Like, how did nobody just pull him aside and say, get it together?
Are they your real friends if no one talked him out of this? Because,
wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those are some nipples.
Right. And again, that's the dude.
Yeah. He's got,
still a good-looking man.
I don't understand. Look, here's what bugs me.
He's got nipples like the woman who called last week and said she closed it in the Tupperware.
Yeah.
I mean, you can drop one of those right down in there.
This is my thing. I don't care if you have a sex doll. It's a sex doll. It serves a purpose. Use it for its purpose. But the fact that you say, one, we dated for 8 months, and then I propose. That's what bothers. I don't know why that pisses me off. Because it shouldn't. It's his life. But, like, dude, you didn't date for 8 months. You've owned it for 8 months, and you've been shagging that thing rotten.
I'm just alarmed that he's that good looking, and he's marrying a doll.
Right,
those nipples, I mean, that might be kind of hard. That might be a deal breaker for a lot of people. Like, dude, what is going on there?
I don't know. Not at that point.
It looks like you've had a child.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they've been worn in.
Random. How did no one just tell them, dude, dumb.
Who chewed on those? Random.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
Alex, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just reorganizing my cassette collection here.
Your cassette collection as an audio cassette?
Yes.
All right. How many do you own?
There's 25 in this one, 25 in there, so do the math from there.
I will not do the math, but you have more than anyone should. And is it something you still collect? And if you do, can you buy any of those new, or do you have to like go to eBay or something to find them?
For the most part, it's eBay, but sometimes I do find brand new ones. For example, I have a 2018 reissue of a Metallica album.
They put it on cassette, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's see here on a random question. What do we got for you?
Okay. That was as random as it gets right there.
What, as far as subjects go and things that you have a lot of knowledge about, what would you say that you are smarter at than most people? As far as the subject matter, maybe just, could be a TV show, could be your favorite band, but what do you know more about than a lot of other people?
Aviation, hands down.
Aviation.
Now,
likes tequila.
To what extent?
Yes, aviation. Yes.
Do you have like a flight simulator?
I do. However, it is outdated, very outdated.
You collect cassette tapes. That should not matter. What are like the updates, say, from what year is your flight simulator from?
2001.
And what has significantly changed? Because truly, I know nothing about it. What has significantly changed in 19
like
years?
Yeah, it's not like they're out there building new airports all the time.
Well, for starters, the graphics, and I mean, the one I have is Microsoft Flight Simulator 2001, as real as it gets, as they put in quotations, and the physics on it are, for lack of a better term, deplorable.
All right, but is there enough knowledge on there, though, where you could, you think you might be able to figure out how to fly a plane?
Yes, and the planes that I mostly fly are on my mobile flight simulator, Infinite Flight. And I always fly the McDonnell Douglas DC-10 because okay. I like classic aviation, and I absolutely hate modern aviation.
But modern aviation, as I understand it from pilots, is not so much aviation as opposed to you're babysitting your computer. That's not knocking. Yeah. This is from them coming down to us. My question would be, if the physics under 2001 were, quote, deplorable, knowing that physics has not changed in 19 years, has that simulator ever been good then?
It was good then, but Microsoft recently came out with a new flight simulator that is absolutely stunning in terms of the graphics.
Okay.
Physics. I mean, I've not gotten it yet because it's too expensive, but I've seen videos of it, and it's. I recommend you check them out. They're actually pretty good.
Okay, what do you think is the safest plane out there?
For modern aviation, it would have to be either the Boeing 787 or Airbus A350, but anything from the past, it would probably be the 737 series from the -100 to -800 series.
Okay. All right. Now, one thing, you said you could fly a plane, and no offense, I'm not impressed. I feel anyone could fly a plane. To me, the test is landing the plane.
A virtual plane.
How comfortable would you be? All right, so now we are in a four-passenger plane, right? Not a big 747 or something, but the pilot, he has slumped over. Basically, I've beaten him to death, but I'm like, hey, oversight on my part. I don't know how to land the plane. What are the chances? Not that we're going to land absolutely safely, but land without dying.
In your case, it's less than 1%.
Cool.
Less than 1%.
How about you?
Maybe a little over 60%.
Okay.
Because the only real planes I've flown in real life would be three gliders and one single engine prop, and that was like 4 years ago.
And how'd you do?
I actually did pretty well. It was at an air show of some kind, and I asked the pilot, "Hey, can I fly the plane for a little bit?" And he said, "Sure." And apparently, I did pretty well.
Well, you're here talking to us. So.
Would you like to be a pilot? Would that be your ideal job?
I thought about doing it as a career, but to go through the training and all that stuff. It's just too expensive, and I don't have the money to do it right now. So until such time that I'm financially able to do so, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Would you jump out of one?
I would, absolutely. Of course, but I would obviously need a parachute.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a strong caveat.
Hey, I mean, if you're going to do it, go crazy. Get a parachute.
God, this guy's really into aviation.
Not a candy ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Jump out with a parachute.
I would need a parachute.
Would your ideal plane include a cassette deck?
No.
Really?
My ideal plane would include analog instruments, and wings.
Okay.
Is there a radio besides the control tower in the cockpit of any airplane? In other words, if I got like, I don't know.
Satellite radio, right?
Yeah, everywhere. Like put on the AC/DC channel or something. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever. I'm close enough to the satellite. Is there anything like that?
Yes, it's called a Walkman or a portable radio.
All right, okay. Okay. I've heard of that.
So you just bring your own, all right.
A Walkman.
Yeah.
Interesting.
God, I don't know if anyone saw. I can't remember if it was Friday night. Again, I had a horrible hangover, but they were talking about the Boeing 737 Air Max. Is that what it is? The Max, all right. And they took the thing off production line and all that. It is a fascinating watch, and I can tell you, I never, ever in my life want to get on that goddamn plane. You do not want to. I mean, they broke it down and explained what was going wrong.
Right.
Let's just say it's important for the pilots to understand how to fly your goddamn plane. And when you don't tell them, you have problems. Like that's basically what it came down. They retrofitted the 737 with some new tech.
Yeah.
I think that helped stabilize it. The problem is, if something goes wrong with this, it keeps forcing the nose down. You're trying to pull
it. Right, but don't they also say like this, like wheels aren't standard, man. That's extra.
I don't know.
They have like a couple things like, oh, they should have gotten the X75 package.
I'm telling you, watch
you need the pilot to know what to do.
They need to know what to do. They absolutely didn't. And then people kept dying.
More of the random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Random question. 206-421-ROCK.
Don't get mad.
Random.
Don't get mad.
I might.
Hello, Eastwood. Oh, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola, bitch. Hola. God bless Pedro and Luciana.
Yep.
I thought we'd only hear from you on Thursdays, Eastwood.
Well, I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller for question.
Okay, so, all right. How was your holidays?
My virginity here.
How was your holidays, Eastwood?
Oh, it was great. I just stayed away from everybody and camped out at home. Safeway had a deal on lunch meat and cheese. They had the 2-pound loaves of Tillamook cheese for $4.99 and $3.99 for Oscar Mayer honey turkey. So I just made myself turkey sandwiches.
Hey,
and my cat food.
Nothing's wrong with that, man.
Well, the rest of us waited till Friday to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So I long packaged up me and the cats, me and my six cats. We ate well. And then I went to Safeway here the other day, and they had a pork roast, a little bone in it, and $1.98 a pound, and then they had burger for $2 a pound. I'm going to go back and get the burger, but I didn't have enough money. I had, it's either that or get my doping, so I got my dope instead.
I can't blame you on that.
Yeah,
Eastwood, you have six cats.
Yeah, I had 17, man, until my son ran them all off. And then, I spent like $4,000, $3,500 getting them all fixed. Finally, my old lady, we got five of them from the last litter, come up to Bellevue, and she's kind of indigent on housing and stuff. So she got me the deal. I got them all fixed for $350 for them five. But
how much cat litter do you go through?
We don't. They all do their business outside. I had to have a cat box in here when I got my cats back. Old Gimp along, he got chewed up. He cost me $474 to get him stitched up and stuff, and so I had the cat box in there for about 6 weeks, and now
who chewed him up?
Yeah, what happened to him?
I don't know. Probably raccoon or something. You know, I'm out here in the country. You know, there's, you know.
Okay, all right.
One cat was coming down the street. One day, he's like the deer whisperer. You know, there's seven deers following him, and we got deer all over here up here in Timberlake. They just, you know, roam around in our yard and stuff. And
okay.
Nice out here.
All right. Eastwood, let's go.
Come on here, man. Cheap land out here. You can shovel up about $6,000.
I bet you can.
Be my neighbor.
That would be fantastic.
It's like Mr. Rogers.
I know. Look who showed up again today.
Won't you be my neighbor?
All right, Eastwood.
Miles, you took over my neighborhood, man. Wallingford was my neighborhood. I know you're down there in Fremont, but, I mean, all the stuff you talk about the QFC, which used to be the food giant, and the Moon Temple and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, the Moon Temple.
Man, oh man.
That was a good spot.
Those were the days.
That was like walking back in time.
When you go inside there, you're right. Yeah,
go in there and say hi to Johnny. All right, Eastwood, here, take this question. What has happened to you? Maybe it was unusual more than once. What seems to happen to you over and over again?
I don't know. Let's see. Nothing really over getting injured, I guess. Getting car wrecks, I guess. I get in one car wrecks.
How many have you been in?
I don't know. 12, maybe. I don't know.
That's a lot.
Is there a usual thing?
I've been in real good ones. I was going across the Ballard Bridge one day. I was going down the road, and two guys are bucking at about $120. And I was getting ready to merge on the Ballard Bridge, and dude, I let him fly by, and then I merge out there. I see two more cars coming, so I punch her. I get her up to about 50, and one comes on my ass, one comes on my door. The guy at my door slows down like he's jacking this guy, then he goes off, and then this F-10 comes up alongside me, and then he shears right into my lane, pushes me over till I hit the side. My headcaps come flying off, so I just steered into him. He spun sideways, and I was snowplowing him down the road.
Okay.
I was looking down the butt laughing at him. Then I pulled into Mike's Chili Joint, and I hear this clink, clank, clank, clank. And I was going to let the guy go, but he told me, you know, that it was my fault, so I called the cops. He was going to sue me. That's what he said. So,
okay.
So I said, you know, no way, I called the cops. And he stood there. When the cops come, you know, and he asked if I drank, and I said no. And you know, my whole family's waiting to go party, you know, over on the other side of Ballard Bridge. I'm stuck in Mike's Chili Joint. And I tell him the story just like I told him. Guys, and he goes, and he's screwed up, man. He's high on drugs. How do you know? I go, well, the damn fool hasn't said a word, you know, the whole time I've been telling you his story, standing like a soldier. So, boy, I'd have drove the guy home, but, you know, I mean, you know,
sure.
Had mercy on him, but he was going to sue me, so screw him. He got to do it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad we asked you that one. 12 major accidents.
Yeah, I don't generally drive people home. They're going
to
sue me.
No. Reason we asked, what has happened to you more than once? An Indiana man was arrested and charged with driving a lawnmower while intoxicated.
Come on.
On Saturday, officers pulled over Barry Ridge, he's 46, while he was driving down Country Road on his red lawnmower. The Franklin Police Department received a complaint that someone was driving in their yard and started mowing their grass.
He must not have been doing a good job.
Then he took off and headed down the road. Officer said Ridge's eyes appeared glassy. He failed a breathalyzer, which found his blood alcohol to be about 0.189. Legal limit, you know, 0.08. But this is not the first time the Ridge was arrested for driving his lawnmower while drunk. According to police, he was arrested in a Kroger parking lot for operating a lawnmower while intoxicated and causing a disturbance on April the 8th. His Husky lawn tractor at that point was impounded. He's still awaiting trial for the first arrest. He was taken to the Johnson County Jail on Saturday for possession of another stolen lawnmower that he was driving drunk.
The stolen lawnmower is a problem. I did not know. I mean, granted, I was a kid, but we had a neighbor. And this dude, he had a riding mower. He had a much larger yard than anyone else. But he constantly would take the letters. A place called Joe's Grocery. Joe's Grocery was built in the inside of like this old barn. Maybe it's 500 square feet total. And basically, you went there to buy beer, cigarettes, or food that's unhealthy. Chips, all that, right? Kind of like a convenience store, but worse. Anyway, he would ride like a mile, mile and a half, go to this place on his lawnmower, down the middle of the street. And it wasn't like a busy street.
Right.
But he always had, he had like the basket in the front of the lawnmower. And he'd just have a six pack. Nice guy. Never wore a shirt with sleeves. Just waved to you. So I always thought that was really cool. And it's one of those things where looking back, maybe your aspirations are in the wrong place. But as a kid, I'm always like, man, can't wait till I'm his age, dude. I can just take my lawnmower, go and buy beer. He did it all the time.
I don't, if you have a riding lawnmower, I'm just assuming you're drinking a beer.
Right. Isn't that part of the reason you'd want a riding lawnmower?
Yeah.
Now, granted, you're in your own yard, so nobody cares. But, yeah, assume that someone on a riding lawnmower, if they're an adult, I assume if they're not drunk, they're getting drunk.
I guess it just has to do with time of day.
Time of day. Well, they also said he's being a nuisance.
Look, the John Deere has a cup holder built in. Now,
why do you think it's there?
So cars do, too. I get that. But at the same time, right. You got a cup holder right beside you there. I mean, sure, you could have a Diet Coke or whatever. But
you don't.
You could have a water.
You could.
You don't.
But you don't.
I'm saying, I think it depends just on time of day. If it's afternoon, I assume the guy's drinking a beer. But if it's like 10 a.m. or something, he might just be drinking a cup of water, getting it done.
I think he's drinking a beer. I really do, man. So this is the guy. So we're looking at the guy. This is Saturday morning, 10 a.m. He's in his own yard. If we place bets on what's in that cup, I'm telling you, it's a beer.
Mm-hmm. I think people have different mentalities when they're not in a car.
Dude, he's mowing his lawn.
He is, but if he's like us, he ain't mowing it at 6 or 10 a.m. Sure. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, if you waited till the afternoon, the heat's beating down on you, it's the dead of summer, like, yeah, you're drinking a beer. You didn't get up early on Saturday.
If you were to go, like, to a retirement community, like the Villages in Florida, right?
All right.
Everybody's got their own golf cart.
Right.
I'm going to assume if they're driving down the road in their big-ass Cadillac or whatever they got, they're sober. Soon as they get in that golf cart.
Oh, they're drinking.
They're driving next door, two blocks up the street. They're going to get hammered, right?
Don't they have a lot of accidents in the golf carts, I'm saying? Because people are basically drunk all the time.
They've got old.
Yeah. They're drunk and old and driving.
Right.
Like, and nobody cares. Of course, it's Florida. Nobody cares about anything.
I mean, a riding lawnmower goes slow.
Slower than a golf cart?
Really slow.
They're a ton of fun, though. I've never mowed a lawn, but I've driven one.
I was going to say, I've never mowed a lawn on a mowing lawn or not.
Or a mowing lawnmower. I've mowed a lawn.
Yes, I mowed a lawn, but never on a sit-down lawnmower. Ever.
Yeah, like, I've only, like, driven it from, like, the dock back up to, like, a lake house once.
And it's awesome.
It's got a little attachment. It's got a little, you know, you can take all the stuff down.
Sure. Okay, let me, you ever been in a golf cart not drinking?
Hell no.
Exactly.
Hell no.
I mean,
no.
Not after 18.
Right.
No, they bring them to you.
And let you drive.
Yes.
It's fine.
Right. They don't say, like, who's the designated driver on this golf cart? I just hit one 290 down the middle, baby. Looks like our driver's hit.
Right. Designated
Which is
driver.
Crazy.
Golf club jokes.
Especially in tournaments. People get wasted and drive.
Oh, my
things.
God. They have people that have kegs on every hole.
Yeah.
You know, just like, here, you want a shot? You want a keg? You want a beer? You want this?
Yes,
want
of course
hot
I
dog?
Do.
Yeah, of course.
Random.
I told you, last time I golfed, I was with Mike. And it was just some random month, whatever. It was springtime. I just wasn't drinking for a month. And as we pull up, the girl goes, I can tell you want a beer and probably a shot. And I was like, damn it, I do, but I'll just take a Gatorade.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would have broken in that moment.
Yes! She's just like, I know you. I was like, you do know me. Just, not today.
You picked it. Why would you go golfing during a month that you have chosen to not drink?
Well, because I wasn't going to hang out in a bar.
Okay.
I needed something to do. No, I don't know. We had time off. It was just like, Mike was like, let's play.
All right. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Dave, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, let's see here. What, if any, as seen on TV product, have you bought or tried?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm most intrigued by right now? What's Phil Swift's thing? The that waterproof putty stuff? I don't even know what I need it for.
But Flex Seal?
Flex Seal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the problems that solves, But I feel like if I buy that stuff, somehow I'll be as happy as him and make my own boat out of a screen door or something.
Yeah. We had a Barack Obama chia head.
He ended up with cornrows, which looked like we were trying to be really
messed it up. But
swear to God, dude, we tried to grow it, and it ended up in cornrows, and we're like, we got to get this thing out of the office. Because
it was terrible.
Yeah, it looked bad. I think chia did that on purpose.
Well, I would say the thing most recently that I went and bought because I saw the ad on TV doing the grocery shopping and everything else, they have that ad on TV right now for the Hershey's, like, cookies and cream candy bar.
Yes, I've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
Yeah, I was like, I'm intrigued, you know, let's do it. And I went and bought it and brought it home and, you know, got home with my wife and, you know, we split it up and it was like, okay, that wasn't worth it.
You drove a candy bar home to split with, I've never bought a candy bar because I saw it on TV. It's like you're waiting to check out. You see something that looks good, I'll buy it. My goal is to eat that son of a bitch on the car ride home. Like, that is car candy.
Oh, no, trust me. If it's Reese's, it's done.
Okay. All right.
That candy bar is delicious, by the way.
I haven't tried it yet.
The Hershey's candy bar was just...
Was it just okay, or was it not as good as the commercial made it look?
It was not as good as the commercial made it look.
You're right.
Cookies and cream, and you want to taste the Oreo.
As far as commercials anymore, it's not really it's not like a direct sell.
What do you mean?
Like, you'll see an ad for a TV, for a car company or something.
All right.
You'll see a car, and you're like, that's a good-looking car.
Sure.
But your intent is not to go out and run right now and buy it. Well, when you need a car, you might look at that
I think model. Lexus feels different at Christmas. Like, ooh, yeah. The perfect Christmas gift idea. Drop 70 grand, surprise your wife with a car.
But, like, they don't have a commercial for air fryers. That you're like, look at these chicken wings. Look at this. Look at that. Look at you know, more people would probably buy it.
Ninja, the Ninja Foodie just started. Maybe I just noticed it this weekend because I know Christmas is coming up, so we get inundated with a bunch of stuff now. But they're like, the Ninja Air Foodie, I kind of tuned it out. And then they mentioned doubles as an air fryer. And I couldn't help but look because I want to know, and I know it's a commercial. I just want to know if the food that they pulled out of that thing looks better than the crap I pull out of my air fryer.
Okay.
It sounds stupid, even though I own an air fryer. I'm like... That looks pretty goddamn spiffy. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was Brussels sprouts. They showed Brussels sprouts. I hate Brussels sprouts. So I was still like, those Brussels sprouts look good.
Your air pan fryer, I bet, is an as seen on TV product.
It's an air crisper.
Right.
Get it right.
And you're damn right it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
So I got it.
Would you buy it at the Bartell?
No. I woke up one morning during your initial lockdown and had a targeted ad.
Oh, you did?
See, that's different because they're like, we see what you searched there, homie. You want one of these.
Before that, you need one of these. It's like it knew.
It had heard the conversations, air fryer, blah, blah, blah. Then it heard me going, I don't have enough counter space. So it was like, Gotham Steel has the air crisper. And they got me. And I bought a pan.
But you said it works.
I love that thing.
Okay.
I'm cooking chicken wigs on it tonight.
Somebody says, the George Foreman grill count? Of course it counts.
Yes.
He was all over. And someone else says, egglets. Says, great invention as seen on TV makes hard-boiled eggs without having to peel the shell. I don't know if I'm familiar with this.
Maybe Peloton is one of those things that people buy on a whim, but that's still thousands of bucks.
I think Peloton is different just because it costs so much.
Right.
But yeah, like air fryers, air crispers, egg magic machine, all that kind of stuff.
OxiClean. All right, so OxiClean, when it was Billy Mays. Hey, it's Billy Mays! And a no chance am I coked up right now! But he kept talking about OxiClean, right? And they would show you all the different examples. And I'm like, man, I don't know. Now, almost everything I buy that's some kind of cleaning product, the brag point is that OxiClean's part of it, right? It can be your dish. What do you got here, Mike?
The egglets.
Those are the egglets. So I crack the egg directly into an egg-shaped plastic thing.
Right. Then you put that into the boiling water, and it boils the egg in the same position
without
as a regular
egg.
Okay. So you take the shell off, boil it, and then you have your hard-boiled egg.
Not so bad.
When did someone say, like, boy, this... Boiling and making hard-boiled eggs is such a pain in the ass.
I was like, hard-boiled eggs, sorry, are not that hard.
Look at it like this. That's crap. You know who said that? The same people that said, I'm not walking 3 feet to my TV, I need a remote. Then said, you know what, this remote's not, I'm tired of my thumb having to press these buttons, let me just talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have it, because we're lazy.
You are right.
There is no difference.
That's just crossing the line for
miles. Oh, my God. I have to get off my sofa and turn on my TV.
Reason we ask, what if any...
A voice to text is pretty great, though.
What if any Scene TV products have you bought? Believe it or not, George Clooney was on CBS Sunday Morning. He was talking to Tracy Smith, the reporter, and they're talking about just, you know, his hair and how great he looks. And George revealed that for the last two decades, he has been using nothing but the Flobee to basically cut his hair.
You know, that's
is
like,
that real?
Yes. Flobee
what,
is
the Flobee?
No, I saw that headline and was like, clickbait.
No, it's true. It's clippers and part vacuum.
Sure, right.
My uncle has used one for the past 30 years. He loves it.
All right.
He's never paid for a haircut. He really has. He's had the same haircut.
And no mess, right?
All it's,
it sucks all the hair, all right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's easy. Four easy payments of $9.99.
All right, so it's $40.
Right. And George says he loves it. He says, you know, I could be spending $300 on a stylist in Italy.
He can't afford that.
But I can get the job done in 2 minutes. Funny enough, the Twitter account for George's new movie, The Midnight Sky, got in on the joke, dropped some Flobee inside of their own, writing that they could neither confirm nor deny the use of the Flobee on the set. Either way, George Clooney, for over two decades, has only exclusively used a Flobee, and he does it in his makeup trailer every now and then.
He's, a dude, he's one of the few people that's been voted sexiest man alive twice, and his hair's been cut with the Flobee.
Mm-hmm. Is there a TV, as seen on TV, product like you missed? Like, I could tell you right now, it was dumb, but I missed the quesadilla maker.
Someone here says the Slap Chop.
Slap Chop is still a big one. We
like
bought,
you, Miles, someone had the Pocket Fisherman when they were 8 or 9. And someone else says the Showtime Rotisserie.
Remember was that the set it and forget it?
I think so. It's the only rotisserie I know. Ron Popeil. The set it and forget it.
We had an inflatable great white shark that we used to stare around the office.
Oh, the floating one, yeah.
Yeah, man. That was actually a very cool toy. If I was a kid, I'd be like, this is great.
We thought it was great as adults.
Well, yeah. Anybody have a Snuggie?
No.
I have a bathrobe. Turn it backwards.
Okay.
Go ahead. What else?
What's on the list as far as the stuff that people should... Well, we have a list of 12 as seen on TV products you should actually buy.
All right.
That are actually beneficial. Number one is the Squatty Potty. I did buy one
I have
of those.
One.
You do. And do you use it?
Yeah.
And?
It's great.
Yeah, I've heard that it is pretty spectacular.
Is it hard for you not to use the bathroom without one?
Or do you just squat it?
Do you pick your legs up, you know what I'm saying, to try to get that same positioning?
No, but you definitely know when you don't have it. You feel like you're waiting forever.
Okay, so the Squatty Potty
so works.
Yeah. You ever seen, like, the big army planes, and, like, the thing opens, and then one guy kind of walks out there, he's going to jump out, and he's gone. That's Squatty Potty.
Okay, all right. And he's gone. Also known as the Grip Clean Pumice Hand Cleaner, the original ShamWow, the Snuggie.
Ooh, the ShamWow. I've heard good things about the ShamWow.
The Simply Fit Board. The Drop Stop Seat Gap Filler. I guess is
for your car or something.
It's for skin care, maybe. Like if you've, or maybe that's for your car. I don't know. Oh, the clapper is on there.
Clap off the clapper.
Couple of knife sets are on there. The NutriBullet nutrient.
Oh yeah.
Love those.
And one of their best selling clothing items, the Tipsy Elves Men's Christmas Sweater.
Oh, God.
Some of the things people buy as seen on TV. More of the Random Question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.